You did that very well. Quieted right down, I tell you. Good morning. Welcome to St. John's Christian Church for our time of our worship of God. It's good to greet you on the last Sunday of the church year. The first Sunday of Advent is next Sunday, and that begins a new church year. So, Happy New Year a week early. Share with you several announcements. The JYF poinsettia sale is on through next Sunday, so if you haven't ordered your poinsettias, please see one of them this week. The Senior Citizens Dinner is scheduled for December 12th at 5:30. There's a sign-up sheet on the board for that. The Women's Christmas Movie Night is December 9th at 5:30, and there's a sign-up for that. Please look over page 9 if you are a member of the congregation and consider volunteering for leadership nomination. And also in the bulletin, and I want to share verbally, the consistory has called a special congregational meeting for December 8th. That will follow both services of worship. And due to the warm-up schedule for sermon and music for the 10:30 service that morning, the 8 o'clock service and the meeting after the 8 o'clock service will be held in the chapel. And that special congregational meeting has to do with the building committee, and Jeff Rutledge will be there to share more. We're ready to start, and I'll talk a little bit more about that in the second offering, and we'll go from there. Advent and Christmas decorating is happening this afternoon. We start around 1 o'clock. If you can't be here at 1, we'll still be going at 2. Hopefully, we'll be done by 3 or 3:30, but we could use some volunteers to help with that. And is Stacy is still here. She came to 8 o'clock too, so.
Good morning. The evangelism committee is in need of help. If you love Christmas, I need your help. If you want to be involved in evangelism but think it's not my gift, then this is your chance to help. And it's very easy. If you love to exercise and you want to get your steps in, I need your help. If you would love to invite your community here to our church for Christmas services, then I need your help. So this Friday, the 29th, the Evangelism Committee is looking for people to walk along with the St. John's float in the Parade of Lights. We'll be passing out glow bracelets, candy canes, and invitations to our Christmas service. If we need to meet at the ConAgra parking lot at 5:30, well, between 5:30 and 6 o'clock. And you know, even if you can only walk half the route, I'll take the help. That would be great. So if you want to let the church office know, you can let me know, you can let Jill Knopfsinger know if you're able to help, or if you decide at the last minute that you want to help. Maybe it's too cold to sit and watch the parade, you'd feel better moving around and getting the juices flowing. You can decide the last minute and we'll take your help. Thank you.
Thank you. Good morning. This morning I'll be reading from Romans 13, 11 through 14. And do this, understanding the present time. The hour has come for you to wake up from your slumber, because our salvation is nearer now than when we first believed. The night is nearly over. The day is almost here. So let us put aside the deeds of darkness and put on the armor of light. Let us behave decently, as in the daytime, not in orgies and drunkenness, not in sexual immorality and debauchery, not in dissension and jealousy. Rather, clothe yourselves with the Lord Jesus Christ, and do not think about how to gratify the desires of the sinful nature. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we come before you with hearts full of gratitude and praise. We thank you for this opportunity to gather in your name, to worship you, and to experience your presence among us. We ask that you would bless this time together. Let it be a time of renewal, reflection, and connection with you, as well as with one another. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Savior, we pray. Amen.
Please stand if you are able, and let us sing our hymns of praise. At this time, I'd like to say that in this week of Thanksgiving, I am very thankful for the opportunity to be one of your three song leaders. So thank you for putting up with me. So let us sing our first hymn. It is Glory to God on High. It is found on page 8. It's an insert in your bulletin. And then after that, we will sing Come Ye Thankful People Come. That is found on page number 559 in your red hymnals. So let us sing Glory to God on High.
Oh,
in worship, let us affirm our faith by reciting the Apostles' Creed. It can be found on the inside back cover of the red hymnal or on the screen.
I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only begotten Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
I invite you to share the peace of Christ with one another.
I invite the rest of the children to come up for the children's message. Or are they already all up? Pretty close. Wow. They know exactly what to do. You do need to go sit with your friends this morning, okay? Okay, go sit with Pastor Eric then. How's everybody doing this morning? Good. What's coming up this week? Yeah. Thanksgiving and Christmas, yep, pretty soon. But we've got Thanksgiving first. We've got the Christmas countdown going. 30-some days, perfect. All right, but we have to do Thanksgiving first, right? Who's excited for the food? Yeah, what's our favorite foods? Lainey? Cranberry salad, ooh, Kennedy? Pumpkin pie. I love pumpkin pie. Allie? Pumpkin pie too. Harley? Turkey. Yes. Mr. Zimmerman this morning said his favorite Thanksgiving food is meatloaf. What? Right? What? He was excited for Thanksgiving meatloaf. Right? That's crazy. Boys? Corn bake. Turkey. Yeah. Addie. What's that? That's one of my favorites. Green bean casserole, Dawson. Pumpkin rolls, yeah. It's pretty easy to say that we're thankful for all this food, right? We get so excited and we're so grateful. We always say a prayer, right, before our Thanksgiving meal and thank God for that food. But as we're going to Thanksgiving week, what other things are we thankful for? Family, friends, just yell them out to me. What things are we thankful for? God, teachers, what? Pastors, you hear that, right? Pastors, we're thankful for pastors. Harley? Parents, yeah, Allie? God, we're thankful for God. Riley? We're thankful for God and Jesus. We have a lot to be thankful for. Shelter, that's a good one. So even those little things that sometimes we take for granted, right? But I was challenged this morning when I was thinking of my children's message. I looked at 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, and in verse 18, it says, "Give thanks in all circumstances." What does all circumstances mean? Everything. So does that just mean the good stuff? No. How are we supposed to be thankful for some of the not so good stuff? My Nana used to tell me everything happens for a reason, and she always tied that back to our faith. God always has a plan for us. Even in the not so comfy moments, right? Even when we wake up and we're sick in the morning and we say, "Come on, I had something so exciting today and now I'm sick." God had a plan in that. Do we find ourselves saying thank you to God when we wake up sick? I know I sure don't. I'm really thankful right now because we're having another baby, but I have been so sick. It's hard for me to wake up in the morning and say, thank you, God. I love feeling sick. I don't actually love feeling sick, right? But I still say, thank you, God, because this baby's healthy. Can we find ways to thank God for the maybe not so comfy things this week? How? We're shaking our heads yes. Having your brothers to get you through it, right? Being with other people. Mr. Zimmerman this morning said he's thankful to be up here and helping us be a song leader, right? To be in the presence of others. So as we're going into this Thanksgiving week and we're remembering to thank God in all circumstances, I want us to be thinking about thanking God when we wake up in the morning. Thank you, God, I woke up. When we put on our favorite outfit. Thank you, God. Thank you, God, for clothes. Maybe when we stub our toe. Ow. Thank you, God. Ow. Thanks for that toe stub. Now I'm going to turn to my mom and dad and get a hug from them. Give thanks in all circumstances. You think we can do that this week? Yeah. All right, let's come together in prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for the children that are present here this morning and those that are tuning in from home. Lord, I just ask that you be with them and their families this week as they celebrate Thanksgiving, that their hearts are focused on you in that time where they're with their family and their friends, that they are finding moments to say thank you, God. Lord, I just ask that you be with all of them as they go into this week, whether they're traveling or staying home, and be with all of us here in the sanctuary as we turn our thanks to you this week. In your loving name we pray, amen. Thank you for coming up.
You can see on the back of the bulletin the prayer joys, concerns, and requests that Densa Miller has been hospitalized this past week at Fulton County Health Center. Norma Fish has returned home and is doing okay there. Scott continues to wait for an upcoming scan on December 13th. Mel Willis is recovering well at Mount Pierre Hospital. Jeff Bosselman has finished his treatment of the radiation treatment and now goes through some scans and will have the beginning of chemo treatment in a couple of weeks. And the latest scan for Stuart Short was a good one. And so they're down south in Texas visiting with family. And then we'll learn more about the next steps. Let's bow before the Lord in prayer. Gracious God, in our time of prayer this morning, may we each be aware of the many blessings that you do shower upon us, those blessings that we'll count as we sing our closing song this morning. Lord, for the blessings of life and love and the blessings of food and having our favorite foods on Thursday, the times with family, with friends, but also those times when life can make it difficult to be thankful, those times of stress, those times of struggle, those times where we are called to be faithful and to persevere. It's those times where we must rely upon you because we cannot do things on our own. And Lord, may those times of stress, those times of suffering, may they be a great reminder of our reliance upon your hope, upon your direction, upon your grace. And Lord, in this week of Thanksgiving, Lord, may we indeed pour out our praise of you. And Lord, not only with our words, but also with our actions. Christmas cheer is underway, and we can be sharing and giving to others. In Thanksgiving, we can invite others to our homes and we can provide food for others. We can provide an encouraging word. We can be kind. We can seek your unity. And Lord, we just pray that as a nation and as a community and as a church and as individuals, Lord, may we acknowledge your greatness and that you know our needs and you supply as you are able, as you will for each one of us. And Lord, may we be accepting of that, and may we be grateful. Lord, we do pray for Denzel. We pray for Todd and Ruth Ann. We pray for Norma. We pray for Scott and Joanne. We pray for Melva. We pray for Bud and Tootie. We pray for Bryce. We pray for Jeff and Laura, and we pray for Stuart and Rhonda. Lord, we pray for your blessing upon them. We pray for your strong aspect of healing in their lives and of their hearts. Lord, we pray that the loved ones that care for them, we pray for the hospital's staff and the doctors and the nurses and all the techs. We pray for their stamina. We thank you for their wisdom and for their care. Lord, we just pray that you would surround each of them and that they in this week can find ways to express their thanks and give them hopes, give them hope and hearts of perseverance. And Lord, we pray that you would unite us in our prayer this morning as Jesus taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Lord, and his strength.